I have spoken of strength largely in terms of the deterrence and resistance of aggression and attack. And that is also why we have regained the initiative in the exploration of outer space, making an annual effort greater than the combined total of all space activities undertaken during the 50s, launching more than 130 vehicles into Earth orbit, putting into actual operation valuable weather and communication satellites, and making it clear to all that the United States of America has no intention of finishing second in space. This effort is expensive, but it pays its own way for freedom and for America. For there is no longer any fear in the free world that a communist lead in space will become a permanent assertion of supremacy and the basis of military superiority. There is no longer any doubt about the strength and skill of American science, American industry, American education, and the American free enterprise system. In short, our national space effort represents a great gain in and a great resource of our national strength. And both Texas and Texans are contributing greatly to this strength.